Ask anyone what it's like working in higher education today, and they will likely say it's a balancing act. For Pima Community College, it's a battle between balancing the budget and keeping tuition affordable. And for the University of Arizona, it's about keeping quality education and competitive programs while working with less funding. Last year, higher education in Arizona lost about $170 million in state funds. Jaime Gutierrez is the Vice President of External Relations at the U of A. He says the cuts in Arizona have been more drastic than in other states. And for the U of A, that means
consolidating colleges, eliminating some programs. We have laid people off. We have not filled vacant positions. And I think one of the things that you'll see is that many of the departments, and if you ask many of the deans and department heads, they'll tell you that they're working on a shoestring budget.
To compensate for that loss in state revenue, he says student tuition has to go up. He says it's not easy for university officials to make cuts because there's a reputation to maintain.
I mean, I think we're leaders in science and astronomy and geoscience, and we have some very clear departments or activities that really are premier.
And Gutierrez says that can't be compromised, especially when the federal government helps fund some of those specific programs.
There will be cuts at the federal level, and so we need to be more strategic in how we look at our federal requests. And we hope that the federal dollars for research are not cut dramatically.
Some of the losses in funding for higher education can be attributed to the expiration of the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, more commonly known as stimulus funds. At Pima Community College, the numbers say it all. 10 years ago, Pima received $1,244 per student, and in 2011, that amount was reduced to $325 per student. CJ Caramargin, a spokesman with the college, says in the past 2 years, funding has gone down almost 70%.
We are feeling the pinch as a result of this, but we've also tried very hard to maintain tuition at a very affordable level. We are far more frugal now than we ever have been. Every penny here is accounted for and closely watched.
Despite the cuts, Pima's tuition hasn't increased much. Caramargin says students' bills have gone up about $5 per credit this academic year.
Because we know who we serve, and our students come from all walks of life, many from modest means. Many are people who are getting back into education to learn workforce skills. So being affordable is a critical part of what we do.
He says Governor Jan Brewer's proposed budget released January 13th is a sign of better things to come.
There is a ray of light in this somewhat dire situation, and that is that the governor has proposed a modest increase in Pima Community College's appropriation.
For the first time in years, Arizona has a projected surplus for fiscal year 2013, which begins July 1st. Gutierrez, with the U of A, says now everyone is looking at that surplus.
So the question becomes, how is the governor's office and the legislature from a public policy standpoint, how do you balance the needs of a growing state, a state that has had tremendous cuts in K-12 and higher education and social services and healthcare? How do you go ahead and balance and make sure that we don't fall into another cliff, that we don't have another economic catastrophe?
Gutierrez says the governor's budget does not suggest there will be new money coming into the U of A, but instead it proposes reallocation of funds for the three state universities. He says it's too soon to tell if tuition will have to increase in the fall. He hopes when the legislature approves a final budget, it is more beneficial to the U of A than Brewer's initial proposal.
We need to be optimistic. I like to think that we've weathered the worst. But having said that, now it's how do we set, as a state, our priorities for higher education and our priorities for education in general.
According to the Grapevine report by Illinois State University, Arizona is in the top three states where spending in higher education was hit the hardest. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.